We thought about you yesterday when Kyle Dubas said, I will not after today speak publicly about Mitch Marner. And I thought, if only that opportunity was available to our own Elliot Friedman. But that's not available to you.
No, that's not. It's too bad, I have to say. I would really love to not talk about it. But, you know, here's kind of what I understand. I think in the aftermath of the last couple of days when everything kind of got out about the offers in June and the counteroffer, I think the two sides have been going at it again, trying to see if they can get something done. You know, I hear they're looking at two different terms, most seriously, 3 and 6. I'm not sure that that's going to be what it turns out, either one, but I heard those are the ones that are being the most looked at. You know, it's tough to tell how optimistic we should be. I think we've learned that this is a lot of peaks and valleys. It's like basically riding the Yukon Striker is basically what we've learned. There's ups, there's downs, and you go through tunnels and you hope you come out alive the other side. But I think they're trying right now, and we'll see if they can get anywhere.
What's the AAV on a 6-year deal?
Well, it's got to be below 11, because I think if it was in the 11 range, it would be done. Mm-hmm. So I can't give you an exact number, Ashley. I'm not in the room, even though, like, someone in this has accused me of, like, bugging their phones. I'm not doing that. So
wow.
It would have to be below 11, because I think if it was 11, it would be pretty much a done deal.
I mean, I don't think you coming on our show saying you're not bugging their phone is going to convince them, because obviously you're not going to admit that live on air. Like, that would just be silly of you.
I mean,
what do you think, Ashley?
We're already getting texts guessing the patient zero mumps patient.
Well, my question is that everyone's saying that this negotiation is personal for Mitch Marner and his side. But I guess I'd have a two-part question. That doesn't necessarily mean it's contentious, does it? And second, do you get the feeling that either side is afraid to come out of this looking like they quote-unquote lost or gave in?
Well, I think that always happens. Like, there's, like, you know, I mean, like, you know, people are human. They have egos. I think nobody likes criticism that you took a bad deal or you did a bad deal. So, yes, I think that always is a factor. You know, I do think, like, did you use the term? Yeah, you know, I think this has been a very difficult negotiation. And I think one of the biggest things that's going to come out of it, and Kyle Dubas talked about this yesterday at his media conference, is when it's all over, everybody's going to have to sit down and clear the air. I mean, you know, we've all had very, very difficult negotiations. I've had negotiations that have been very difficult. And when you're in the middle of them, you're like, you know, hey, I don't think I want to work for this company anymore. Mm-hmm. And then when it's over, it becomes a question of, okay, can we put this behind us? Is the business over and we can get back to the fun of actually doing the job? And, you know, I think everybody here recognizes there's going to have to be a little bit of when it ends, assuming it ends with Marner being a Maple Leaf, they're all going to have to sit down, clear the air, and then say, okay, we've done this. Everybody said their piece. Let's move on. I think this group has a chance to accomplish great things together. And but we, you know, you have to get that step first where he's actually in the lineup.
A few more minutes with you, Elliot, and with great reverence for your journalistic career. I don't know if we're breaking news for you by saying this, but we should for our audience. The Winnipeg Jets just announced in a tweet a couple seconds ago that Dustin Byfuglien is taking a leave of personal absence from the team. So I'm not sure whether he was at their training camp or ready to go, but he's going to leave the team for a temporary period of time, and that's enough for an undisclosed reason. Is there anything to add or not at all?
No, I saw the tweet just before the interview started, so I don't have a lot of intel on this one. I think, like everybody else, you just hope him and his family are okay.
On the Jets front, Patrick Laine, I've said a few times this week, we look. You had the Provorov news yesterday, 6 years in Philadelphia. They need Travis Konecny to come in. Of all the things I don't think links with another signing, and I didn't think this with Werenski as well, Patrick Laine feels like a bet on yourself contract. Like, I just, if I'm Patrick Laine, I want this done. I got to be there opening night. I'm not, I have to tell myself and my fans, I'm not a 50-point player. I'm more the player you saw when I was getting compared toe-to-toe with Austin Matthews. I've got to sign a short-term deal, 3 years, and get that done. Do you think that can happen in Winnipeg for Laine?
Well, I like to think so. I think it's going to be a bridge deal. It might even be two. It might not even be three. I think that there was a report yesterday out of St. Louis, and that reporter, Andy Strickland, is a good reporter, saying that Winnipeg was offering between $5 and $6 million a year, and that's not enough for Laine. And, you know, I can see that we're seeing this with Marner, too. If you want to do a three-year deal or a two-year deal with these guys, it is tricky. Because if you look through history, I think the highest three-year deal for a restricted free agent is $6.5 million. And going into last year, the highest three-year deal ever, I think, was a Datsyuk deal. And so, like, you know, we're going into kind of uncharted territory with some of these guys. Now, so, like, you know, I think it's difficult to say what those numbers are going to be. You know, I one thing we are seeing now is Zach Werenski clearly said, okay, enough is enough, I want to be at camp. Provorov clearly said, enough is enough, I want to be at camp. There's word that, you know, there's hope with McAvoy and the Bruins. Earlier in the week, it seemed pretty optimistic with Konechny and the Flyers, although right now it isn't. I think it's very clear that now you get to a point where the player says, all right, either A, I want to be at camp, or B, eventually I don't want to miss games. And that's why I think a lot of what's happening in Toronto is eventually going to be up to Marner. Like, how does he feel? Does he, obviously, it's not the most, obviously he's not saying, okay, drop everything, make the deal, I want to be there at the start of camp. But again, as we get closer, if this isn't done, you know, does he get to a point where he says, you know what, I want to play, or does he say, no, I want to keep going? So I think a lot of it comes up to the player. There's obviously some players this week who said it's enough, and there's other players who are saying, nope, I'm still good with where I am, and you have to just go through them one by one until we see how they all feel.